you're enjoying these messages from our church, then don't forget to tune in live for our weekend services to be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired. For more information, check out planetshakers.com. Today we've got Pastor Esther preaching on the topic, I'm Here For It. Let's check it out.
You know, never has there been more an important time to be planted in the house of God. You know, I've lived through many seasons of my 31 years of life so far, but never have I felt the urgency of God to be planted in His house more than right now. You know, in the same breath, church, I've also noticed that it's never been easier to give up and run away from the call of God, to give in to that temptation. But today, Planet Shakers, I felt like God wanted to come and encourage you to say, don't give up on the call He's got for you. Don't give up on devoting yourself to the house of God, to the vision and the mission. What a great word we just heard from Pastor Tavonga. That's upon your life. No, it's time to dust off the dirt. It's time to dust off the season and run in the path of His command. Run in the path that God has set out for you. So today I want to talk to you around this phrase, I'm here for it. Can you say that? Shout it back at me from home. I'm here for it. I am here for it. No matter what this city goes through, no matter what it looks like, I'm here. You can count me in, God. You can rely on me, God. I'm the one that you can use. God, I'm putting my hand up no matter what it looks like, no matter what it takes. God, I am here for it. And we are as a church. You know, church, it's so important to be planted. You can look at the root system of a tree and see that there's some vital things that come into play when a tree needs to be grounded in the soil. A tree, it either has a root system that stretches out far and wide, or it goes deep down. If a tree's roots go deep down, some have been known to go as deep as 6 meters. That's crazy. Or if they stretch out wide, they've been known to go 2 to 3 times the size of their canopy. Why are these roots so important? Because when the winds come, when the storms come, when the rain blows down and the soil moves, if its roots are not firmly planted in the soil, this tree's going to move. This tree's not going to withstand the storm. And friends, the same could be said for us. God is calling us to put our roots down so deep in Him, so deep into His Word, so deep into prayer and into the house of God, so that when the challenges of life, when the storms, when the winds and the rains come, you remain planted, you remain strong, you remain stable in exactly where God is calling you to be. This is a time to be planted. And Planet Shakers, I'm here for it. I want to read to you from the scripture this morning, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4 to 11. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army, the God of Israel, says to all the captives He has exiled into Babylon from Jerusalem. He says, build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. It goes on to say, then find spouses for them so you may have many grandchildren. Multiply and do not dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I've sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. And then this final bit here, it says, this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Do not let your prophets and fortune tellers who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams because they are telling you lies in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. That's a bit of a harsh ending there, but it rings true. There's truth to it. We'll come back to that. But you see, I want to give you some context to who Jeremiah is writing to at this time. These are the Jews. They'd been exiled from Jerusalem and now they are held captive in Babylon. They are in a new place. They've had to leave their culture. They've lost their culture, their community, their loved ones, their city, even their language and the ceremonies they used to have back in their hometown. It's all gone. They find themselves in this land. They're displaced. It's not what they thought their future would have looked like. They were in a strange place and this city wasn't what they had hoped for. Yet we find in this moment, God still comes with His word. I don't know if you can relate to this today. Maybe you find yourself in a circumstance where it's not what you hoped for. Maybe you find yourself in a season where you feel like you're displaced. You feel like you've had to say goodbye to your culture, your language, your family, and you're held captive in this place. Yet just like these Jews here in this scripture, God still bring a prophetic word for them. And church, I believe the same is for you today. God still has a word for you. God is still bringing a word of truth for your situation. The word of God for you is still revival. The word of God for you is still that you're going to have peace and prosperity in the land. So no matter where you find yourself, no matter what you're going through, would you lift your eyes up to Him, the author, perfecter of your faith, and believe that His word is true for your situation? You see, knowing that God has a call and destiny upon your life, but feeling stuck is incredibly frustrating. Feeling like you want to be over there, but you're stuck right here. It can lead to all sorts of different feelings. And this is where we need to keep our eyes and our hearts focused on Him. This is where being planted in the house of God is so important. Planet Shakers, I don't know what your week's been like, but we're dusting off the dirt today. We're standing up tall and saying, God, I'm here for it. God, I'm planting myself in your house, and wherever you go, I go. You see, this scripture, it's so visual. I love it because it speaks straight to my heart. The first part, it says, build homes and plan to stay. What does this mean? It means to put your roots down. Nothing says I'm here for it more than making a long-term commitment. You see, this is a season to be planted. This is a season where it says to build a house. You know, when you're talking about building a house, you lay a foundation of cement, you build up with steel or wood or whatever your frame is, you put a roof on it. It says that you're not going anywhere quickly. It says that when you're building a house, you are committed for the long run. And church, this is what being planted is all about. It's making a commitment for the long run. So we need to start building again. Even though we feel like we may be stuck, it's not time to stop building. It's time to continue on with the call that God has for us. What has He called you to do? What has He called you to be like? What has He said over your family, over your job, over your finances? And continue to build at that. God is so good. His word is so true. You see, just like the tree, when you allow your roots to go down deep, that's when God is going to stabilize you. That's where God is going to secure you and protect you in every season that is to come. Put down your roots and refuse to give up on this beautiful city that God has called us to. And as we're building this house, church, would you build it with doors and windows wide open so that this city can come home? You know, I stand here in this auditorium today, and what a beautiful place it is. But I know that this auditorium is called to have its doors wide open, its windows blowing out. Because this is a home for this city. This is a hub for this city where this city can come home and find salvation, where this city can come home and find restoration and healing. This is what the house is that we're building. This is what our homes individually and corporately are called to be. This scripture goes on to say to plant gardens and eat the food that they produce. I love this. Excuse me, I love this. This says to me that it's the Lord who's going to provide. There is provision in being planted, Planet Shakers. I don't know, but if you keep moving around one place to the next, you'll never stick around long enough to see the fruit of the land. If you keep uprooting yourself and going where the wind blows, moving when times get hard, going over there because it looks exciting and something new, but if you actually stay planted in where God has called you to be for long enough, just like this scripture, you plant a garden and live there long enough, you'll start to see that garden produce a harvest. Produce food for you to live off. Produce sustenance for you and your family. And the thing about growing a veggie patch, now, if you can ask my family, I'm no gardener, but I know that when you plant a garden, there's always a bountiful harvest. There's more than comes up than what you planted. You know, there's more produce for more than your family. You can share it with your neighbors. There's enough. There is an overflow in the house of God. Can you say amen? Amen. You see, Planet Shakers, we're in this season of Operation Love Thy Neighbor. Planting a garden talks to me and says that there's more than enough for everyone. There's more than enough in my house to share with my neighbors down the street. I want to ask you, what are you doing this week in preparation for next weekend? Who are you inviting to church for next weekend? by this week reaching out into your community. There's enough peace in my house because of the presence of God to share it with someone I meet in the supermarket. There's enough joy in my house to carry joy everywhere that I go, so it would be contagious with those that we meet in the neighborhood. You see, God is calling us to build our homes and plan to stay. He's calling us to plant gardens and eat the food they produce. The next part of this scripture, it says to marry. You see, this talks to me about being in a relationship. We are not called to do life alone. We are not called to stay in our own bubble, secure, safe. There. No, God is calling us to enter into relationship. There is strength. There is protection. There is fellowship in relationship. I want to encourage you, church, if you're not connected into an urban life group, this is the season to be planted in urban life. And not just attend, not just show up on a Zoom call, but actually be willing to be vulnerable and invest into relationships. Be willing to let people into your world. And I know that sometimes this can be so challenging when we've been hurt in the past, or maybe we've had a negative experience, but would you open up your heart again? Open up your heart to being in friendships, in relationships, to marry again, to say, Lord, I know that a part of being planted is investing in relationships. God has called us for community, and I'm here for it. I'm here for relationships. And the thing about relationships is they're not always easy, but they are so worth it. It's so worth pushing through. It's so worth taking a risk on relationships, because there is such a blessing when we come together with God's people. The next part of this scripture says to marry and then have children. This to me talks about there is a promise of new life for you. There is a promise of new life coming. In a season where it feels like a lot of things have stopped and shut down, there is still a promise of new life for you. And church, I want to encourage you to begin looking around. Start being inspectors and looking for God's goodness. He has new life, new things, new opportunities, new people to reach for you and your family. You know, my husband and I, we had a baby last year, she's one now, crazy, right? Walking around, her name is Zoe. And when we were preparing for her arrival, people use this phrase over and over again. Oh, you must be nesting. Cool. Oh, you must be getting ready for the baby. Oh, look, she's glowing, she's nesting. And I went, oh, cool, great. Really what they were trying to say is, look, she's getting ready for the season that's ahead. You know, before our daughter arrived, we found the cot, we bought a cot, we installed a car seat into our car, we washed the teeny tiny baby clothes, we got the blankets ready. What were we doing? We were getting ready for new life that was about to arrive. You see, we had to be prepared because we knew that when she arrived, our life was going to change. Church, something's about to shift in your life. New life is coming. But what do your actions in the physical say about what God is about to do in the spiritual realm of your life? Is it a season of nesting that God's calling you into? Not for a baby, but for a shift. What's God about to spring forth into your circumstances? I don't know about you, but we were talking about this in the kitchen yesterday and said, we got to challenge ourselves and start getting ready for church again on Sunday mornings. No more tracksuit pants, no more hair in a slick bun, no makeup. No, we've got to get ready as if the church doors are flying open tomorrow, because I want to nest in the spirit. I want my actions to represent what I'm believing is about to take place in the spiritual realm. What is God calling you to do? Maybe God's going to speak to you today and give you a word or something to do in the natural that's going to break something through in the spiritual realm for you and your family. New life is coming. Can you say new life? New life is coming. Then the Bible goes on to say, have grandchildren. Wow, have grandchildren. You know, this to me is a long way off in our life, but it says to me that there is a rich inheritance for those that continue to be planted, for those that continue to show up when life is tough, those that continue to be diligent to plant themselves and raise their families and themselves in the house of God, no matter what the season. There is a rich inheritance for those who continue to say to God, I'm here, Lord, use me. And then I love this. Maybe this is my favorite part. The scripture then says, multiply, don't dwindle away. Come on, church. Planet Shakers is who we are. We are called to multiply. We are called to see a generation won for Christ. We are here in Melbourne because God has given us a mandate to see this city won in season and out of season, on weekdays and on weekends. We have a mandate to win the lost. God is calling us to multiply. You know, in Operation Love Thy Neighbor, what a great opportunity to multiply, to spread the love and the joy of Jesus Christ, to spread the gospel, the message of the good news to our neighbors, to everyone that we meet, because this is what God has called us to do. This is who God has called us to be. Don't let that fire lose its flame. Don't let that burning in your spirit go out. No, it's time to rise up. It's time to remember who we're called to be. It's time to remember that Planet Shakers, we are soul winners and we are running after this with all that we have because this is what God has promised us. Remember, this word came to the people in Babylon in a time of trial. God is sending us his word again in the time of trial to say, you are soul winners. This has got to be at the forefront of our minds. We are the salt and light in this world and this is what God is calling us to do. It's a big weekend next weekend, and it is a great opportunity, church, to invite people to church. Church on display, this beautiful church. Come and see how faithful God is. I challenge you this week, who are you reaching out to? Who are you saying, would you come and check this out? Come and hear a testimony. It's going to encourage them and just maybe it's going to lead them to Christ because he is the answer to our city's needs. The scripture then says to pray for it. Everyone say, pray for it. Pray for it. Are you praying for our great city? Because the word says that when the city is flourishing, you will be flourishing. It says, pray for peace and prosperity in the land. Pray for peace. Pray for prosperity because when the city has it, you'll have it too. It's an interesting scripture. Well, I want to encourage you to be praying for our city, praying for this state, praying for our nation and the nation where you're from. Because as you begin to declare the word of God over it, the word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord does not return void. So I want to declare over this city, you are a fruitful city, Melbourne. I want to declare over this city that you are rich, Melbourne. Melbourne, I want to declare over you that you loan to others and don't need to lend back. I want to declare to Melbourne that you are the world's most livable city, that this is a city of rich inheritance, that this is a city you want to raise your families in. Church, it's time to declare the goodness of God. It's time to declare revival over the city of Melbourne in the name of Jesus. I'm here for it. Melbourne, I'm here for you. I'm praying for you, Melbourne. And whatever you go through, Melbourne, whatever you go through, church, we are making a commitment that as we're planted in the house of God, we're in this together. We're coming out stronger. We're coming out rich. We're coming out strong and we're coming out better off than what we were before. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. And then this is the last part of the scripture. It says, and the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel says, do not let your prophets and fortune tellers who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams because they are telling you lies in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. Church, I want to encourage you, be careful who you listen to. A great trap of being planted and becoming uprooted out of being planted is listening to the wrong voices. Let's make sure that our ears are in tuned to the voice of the Lord, tuning into his word. Would you get your sustenance from this place? Would you get your bread, your daily bread from the word of God, the truth that he has for you? There are so many voices right now, so many interpretations of what's going on. But church, the one thing, the one voice that I know to be true, the one voice that I know to be a firm foundation, unshakable, unquakeable, is the voice of God. We need to daily be finding ourselves in his presence saying, Lord, I need your word today. God, flicking through the scriptures saying, Father, would you bring a rhema word, breathe life into this word today for my situation. Church, would you be willing to only get your opinions, only get your sustenance from the voice of God? Maybe for a season you need to turn off social media because I don't know about you, but in this season, social media is a trap for me. sometimes I can have a look and a scroll and you start reading stats and other things and I can end up down this rabbit warren and go, hang on a second, that's not God's best. Hang on a second, I don't come into agreement with that. So maybe you need to turn it off for a moment and turn up praise and worship. We've got a new album. It is incredible. Revival. Would you let that be the sound that's playing over and over in your home? Would that be the thing that you meditate on? His voice is true. Psalm 33:11, it says, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart throughout all generations. John 16:33, have I told you these things so that in me you may have peace? In this world you may have trouble, but I have overcome the world. And then finally, Matthew 25:35, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words never pass away. Church, no matter what we go through, when we're planted in the house of God, when we're planted in his word, everything else may pass away. But the one thing that remains is the word of God. The one thing that remains is my relationship with him. We're coming out in victory as victors because we've got roots deep down in this house, roots deep down in God, where it says, Lord, I am here. No matter what the cost, Father, you can count me in. Listen to the voice. And if you're sidetracked, if you find yourself not sure what the truth is anymore, would you just remember the words that God has declared over you? What has he said over your family? What has he said over this church? And Nikki, you can come. But you see, the voice of God is declared over our house that we are called to empower generations, to win generations. Come into agreement with that. The word of God that was declared over our house this year is revival. Come into agreement with that. Let this stir it up inside of you. Would you dust off the cobwebs and say, Lord, stir up a heart of revival in me again. That is what he's declared over us. Revival in the morning, revival in the noontime, revival in the nighttime, revival when you're at work, revival in the supermarket, kids, teenagers, revival when you're in class. The revival is the word that God has given us. The Lord has declared that his house would be a refuge, a safe place, healing for the broken. He declared that this house would be a place of healing. Church, if only these walls could talk, if only the walls of this auditorium could share the stories of breakthrough, of victory. You know, I remember just standing over here to my left when someone prayed for me and God healed me. You know, I remember standing over here on my right at the altar when I was walking through a challenging season and the word of God came, Lord, like a sword in battle, and he chopped off the things that I was listening to that weren't true. He affirmed a call of God on my life. This is what you get when you're planted in the house of God. It's not over, Planet Shakers. It's only just beginning. There is new life coming for you. There is new life here. Are you ready for it? It's time to take up your position, adjust your posture again and say, God, I am ready. God, I am ready. The moment that those doors open, I am in the house of God. But until then, my home is the house of God. I'm going to worship you on online services like I'm at the front of the auditorium. I'm going to engage in my urban life group, ready for revival, ready to hear the testimonies of the faithfulness of God. This house is called to be a place where nations would come and find home. What a beautiful house we have. This house is a lighthouse. It's a gathering place. So church, when that scripture says, don't dwindle away, this is what it's talking about. Don't dwindle away from this. Don't fade away from revival. Don't forget about your call to empower a generation. Don't forget that you're called to bring healing and joy and peace everywhere you go. This is the call of God upon your life. And today, Planet Shakers, there's an invitation for you to dust off the season, to dust off the dirt and put 2 feet back on solid ground again and say, Lord, I am planting myself in your house. I'm planting myself in your word. I'm planting myself in your presence, because in that place, God, I know I have the victory. In that place, God, I know I can overcome. And church, the end of this passage, a few scriptures later, is this scripture that we all know too well. But when you understand the context of who this scripture was given to, it changes it dramatically. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. This was written to people in captivity. And church, God is saying the same to you today. I know the plans I have for you. It's plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. He's speaking that straight into your heart today. There is hope for you. There is a great future ahead of you. And today I feel like God wants to breathe life back into you. He wants to breathe life into your soul, life into your heart, into your spirit, and say it's time to stand up. Position yourself for all that I have for you.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?